and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi friends, welcome to this week's episode of the Brand Strategy Podcast, where we're gonna be diving into a conversation about all things client experience. I feel like I have a unique perspective to share with you guys on this topic because not only have I spent the last 7 years as a brand designer and strategist really helping my branding clients figure out how to intentionally cultivate a very purposeful client experience that really invites their clients into something that is very elevated and full of heart, but I also have the unique perspective as the founder and the host of the Illume Retreat. Now, if you're not familiar with my second business, The Illume Retreat, it is an all-inclusive 3-day retreat experience for creative entrepreneurs who are striving to build businesses that operate from a clear place of purpose. Over 5 years ago, I founded this very intentional retreat experience to really fill a gap that I felt like I saw within the creative community with regards to education at the time. I felt like we had so many amazing educational experiences that focused on really inviting attendees into a big conference setting or a really hands-on workshop type setting. But so much of that content was focused on teaching you as an attendee how to really chase after someone else's definition of success. So instead of really equipping you with the tools and the know-how that you needed to chase after what success looks like and feels like to you, I kept seeing a lot of conferences and workshops that were talking about, you know, the 3 secrets to making six figures or how to explode your email list overnight. And although I do believe those things are worthwhile, and I'm not knocking them by any stretch of the imagination, I knew that my own heart was craving a different kind of approach to education. And I saw this opportunity back in 2014 to create a really small, cozy, intimate retreat experience where every single woman who joined me and my team of speakers would be able to spend 3 full days really being poured into, being encouraged, having an opportunity to step away from the hustle and bustle and really focus on getting back in touch with what success looked like to her. And then throughout the days ahead, we would really be able to equip her with the tools and the encouragement that she needed to then go home and make that happen. So, as you can imagine, in creating an in-person educational experience like that, I have a lot of experience in thinking about what client experience looks like when I'm guiding people through that kind of retreat format. So because of that, I really feel like I have this great combination of hands-on experience in cultivating in-person opportunities and events for people. But I also have, you know, 7 years of experience within the branding industry and thinking analytically about how that looks for businesses that operate from a service base or a product base. So today, I want to really break down some of the biggest takeaways that I have gleaned over the 5 years that I've hosted the Illume Retreat and how you can really take what I have learned and implement it into your own business. So all that to say, like I was talking about earlier, with having hosted the Illume Retreat for 5 years now, I've really been challenged in some of the best ways possible to figure out how I can take my experience that I'm inviting my attendees into and really elevate it to the next level. I want it to be something that they can engage with. I want it to be something that is really intentional. I want it to be something that feels different from a lot of the other educational opportunities that are out there. And more than that, I really want to give each attendee the opportunity to interact with one another and the retreat curriculum, all with an open heart. But I've really discovered that over the years, in order to create a space for truth and clarity, it really does come down to every last detail. And that really comes to life through the client experience. So if you have ever attended an all-inclusive retreat, then you know full well that there is no detail left to chance. From your lodging to your meals to even the layout of every single space, your host spent hours planning the best ways to surprise and delight you at every turn. Last year, during our April 2018 retreat, I was really humbled to hear from so many of my amazing attendees that they felt seen, they felt cared for, and they felt welcomed. And I know that those emotional responses are direct results from the space and the experience that I created for them. So for me, planning the Ulum retreat and watching my amazing attendees walk through this experience in person is hands down one of the greatest joys of my life. And it really got me thinking about how that kind of care can easily translate into the kinds of client experiences that you design for your clients too. As I've refined my retreat planning process and I've really worked hard to design something that stands out in the educational community, I've learned a thing or two about how to take these ways to surprise and delight and then implement them into your client experience with your own business. So today, I want to walk you through a handful of really easy ways that you can create a client experience that exceeds expectations at every turn. And now, the great thing about this is going to go deeper than just client gifting or some of the more traditional things that we think about when we think of the concept of client experience. So, first and foremost, my number one tip for you when it comes to creating an engaging, delightful client experience is to envision how you want people to feel. One of the most important things that I really focus on keeping in mind when I am getting ready for each year's retreat is, how do I want my attendees to feel? From the moment that they walk through the door at our welcome session to that final bittersweet farewell dinner, I am constantly thinking about the emotional responses that I want to inspire in every moment. Now, I feel like I need to kind of share a little disclaimer here. This is by no means, a way to exploit attendees or force them to feel a certain way or really try to elicit a very specific emotional response. But instead, I do this to acknowledge how my attendees might feel at a certain point during the retreat. I want to be mindful of what those emotions might be, and I want to be very thoughtfully creating experiences to encourage them to feel like they can embrace those emotions in a way that feels genuine and very natural to them. So, for example, I know that when my attendees are going to walk through my door at our very first welcome session, they're gonna feel excited and they're gonna feel nervous all at the same time. I kind of like to think of this as having like the first day of school feels, right? Where you're super excited, you're really geared up and ready to go, but also there's some nerves there. You're walking into a room full of people you've never met. At the retreat, you're also walking into a room with speakers who you might look up to. And so because of that, there's that amazing combination of excitement, but also a little bit of nervousness. They're wondering about the kinds of friends they're going to make, the way they're going to engage with our speakers, and they're curious about what they're going to learn. And as the retreat host, it is my job to honor those emotions, not change them. I want to elevate my attendees' experience and calm a fear or provide a solution to a concern they might have. So first, when they walk in the door, I focus on validating their current emotions by acknowledging them out loud. If I'm being honest, I have those same first day of school feels. So I start by acknowledging how I'm feeling in the hopes that it gives my attendees the space to own their emotions too. Then I take it one step further by creating physical spaces that are conducive to the kinds of emotions I hope to inspire through the days ahead. So for example, if I want people to engage in heart-to-heart conversations over wine and snacks, then I have to create seating vignettes that are conducive to heart-to-heart chats. And of course I have to provide the wine and snacks, right? What are heart-to-hearts without wine and snacks? Now, when we think about how we are entering into experiences with our own clients, I would really encourage you to think about how you want them to feel when they work with you. Do you want to inspire them? Do you want to excite them? Do you want to coax out a sense of vulnerability and honesty? Maybe a combination of all of the above? Whatever emotion you want to inspire, I really encourage you to think through some organic ways to make that happen within your existing process. This is something where I don't feel like you have to revamp your client experience from scratch. I think you can really thoughtfully elevate the touch points you already have in place by simply thinking about the emotional responses you want to inspire from your clients as you guide them through that approach. So my second tip for you is to create opportunities to surprise and delight at every turn. Brands that surprise and delight every step of the way are the kinds of brands that inspire a sense of value within us, right? When you think about the brands you've worked with before who just went above and beyond to serve you every step of the way, or they exceeded your expectations, they make you feel special. They make you feel valued. Personally, I find that when I work with a brand like that, I am fiercely loyal to them. If I order, let's say, a blouse from an online store and they throw in a cute pair of earrings or a little handwritten note or something extra, I remember that. And I bet you do too. So when I'm planning out the Alum Retreat, I always look for organic ways to surprise and delight my attendees. From custom welcome gifts on their beds when they check into their lodging to even a surprise speaker every now and then, I always try to find ways to make what I hope is a positive experience even more positive. But you do not have to shower your clients in gifts to nail this whole surprise and delight idea. One of my favorite ways to implement this within a service-based business is to gift them with your time or your expertise in an unexpected way. So with my custom branding clients, as an example, I attempt to really surprise and delight them by delivering design mockups ahead of schedule whenever I can. Now, here's the fun thing about this. This doesn't cost me anything, but it does show my client how much I care about them, how much I care about their brand, and how excited I am for the work that we're doing together. So if you look at your approach closely, I'll bet you can find some really simple and thoughtful ways to surprise and delight your own clients as well. Now, the next solution that I have for you in creating these kinds of engaging client experiences is to anticipate what your client needs from you. I want you to take a minute and think back to an incredible, one-of-a-kind experience you had with a brand recently. My guess is they didn't just kind of do the bare minimum to meet your expectations. They exceeded them, right? That's because that brand and the team behind it were staying alert and they were looking for ways to anticipate your needs before you even knew you had them. So here's one really small example of this idea in action. For the past 2 years, I have brought the Alum Retreat to my home studio here in Waco. And this October, I'm so excited to bring it to my home studio here in Waco again. When I'm creating the space for our speaker sessions, I really wanted to pull in just a handful of chairs so that we could do something simple and sit side by side as we dove into this content together. But not having tables or desks meant that taking notes for our attendees could get a little bit tricky. I personally could just imagine attendees hunched over with a notebook in their lap, frantically trying to take notes, using, I don't know, the books from my shelves as a hard surface, or scrambling to find something firm that they could write on. And that would just not do. That would not care for them in the way that I want to care for my attendees. So for every retreat, I order clipboards so that every person has a portable, stable surface to write on. That's so small, right? It costs me hardly anything. And it's such a small way for my attendees to know that I have anticipated their needs before they even step one foot through my door. I know, maybe not a glamorous example, but this is a great example of what I mean when I say anticipate your clients' needs before they arise. It did not take back cramps and grouchy retreat attendees for me to notice that I needed a better solution to note-taking in our speaker session space. So here's my challenge for you. What are areas in your own client experience that would require a clipboard solution? Think about it. I would bet good money that there are some simple ways within your existing process that you can swoop in and provide a simple, amazing, and thoughtful solution that really exceeds your client's expectations. So my last piece of advice for you here, friend, my last encouragement for creating an elevated client experience that really lodges itself within your client's memory is to build open lines of communication. I like to think of this as keeping the phone lines open. And what I mean by that is building open lines for honest feedback between you and your client. If you are going to improve your client experience and find thoughtful ways to go above and beyond every single year, it is really important that you hear from your actual real-life clients about how they're feeling about your process. Ask for their feedback. Keep yourself open to constructive criticism and pay attention to the ways that you can make your existing experience even better. Sending exit surveys are one of my favorite ways to receive input from my retreat attendees and my BS for Bonnie design clients because it gives them a safe space to share what they loved, what they didn't love, and how I can serve them and others better in the future. It's a quick online survey that I send at the end of the retreat to my attendees or at the end of a project to one of my branding clients or even a mentoring client. And it gives them just an open, private space to air any honest concerns they have for me. This is such a simple way to think about how you can really be staying in touch and kind of keeping your finger on the pulse of how your paying clients are actually feeling about your brand and your process so that you have this valuable feedback that you can then implement in the months and years ahead. So if I have been talking through some of these actionable ways to elevate your client experience and you're just getting more and more excited because you're seeing the possibility of how you can take all of these practical things and implement them within your business, then I have a freebie just for you. I've created a 5-step guide to elevate your brand through your client experience. And this is a totally free workbook that you can snag for yourself and walk through so that you can start implementing some of these ideas on your own terms today. All you have to do is head to thebrandstrategypodcast.com, that's brandstrategypodcast.com, and click on the show notes for this episode. You can snag your totally free workbook and start elevating your client experience on your own terms in just one simple click. And as I've been talking about the Allure Retreat, if you are curious about what it would look like or what it would feel like to join me and my incredible speaking team for our October 2019 retreat, I would be so incredibly honored to have you join us then. The Allure Retreat is an annual experience, and the dates for our October experience are October 14th through 17th. It'll be taking place here in Waco, and the exciting news is that registration opens to the public next week on March 13th, bright and early at 9 a.m. Central. Now, the Allure Retreat is different from other educational experiences you might find because I very intentionally limit our registration to just a handful of attendees. You get to spend 3 all-inclusive days walking alongside 10 like-minded creative entrepreneurs who are chasing after building a business that really operates from a clear place of purpose and honors your sense of truth. You are guided by myself and 4 other speakers who are amazing industry leaders, and it all comes together for one unforgettable educational experience that is honestly unlike anything that I've ever seen within the creative educational space. If you want to learn more about our retreat experience, then you can go to allumeretreat.com. That is I-L-L-U-M-E, retreat.com for all the juicy details about our 2019 retreat experience. Or if you head to thebrandstrategypodcast.com and check out the show notes for this episode, you'll also be able to join the waitlist and snag all of the details about our October retreat there as well. I hope that this episode has really helped you understand how you can take some elements of even engaging, intentional in-person experiences and then implement them within your own business. All it takes is some thought, some heart, and a willingness to do the work. I can't wait to see how you take these ideas and implement them within your own brand, friend. And until next time, I will be cheering you on from Waco. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.